Come on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Football Friday and the final weekend of the baseball regular season. A lot of football to talk about. Eagles, Bucks, Sunday. Scott Fransky joins us at noon to talk some Phillies. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, I don't know if y'all knew this, but it takes 10 to 12 years for a Christmas tree to grow to full size.
So I did not know that.
I did not know it either. I was riding through Jersey yesterday, right? And I saw where they had the row of Christmas, like they had the row of Christmas trees.
They're getting ready,
growing.
Of course.
And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, how long does it usually take for a Christmas tree to grow? And it said normally about 10 to 12 years, all depends on the soil and the type of, like, what are you doing to help it grow or whatever. But then I got to thinking, like, the people that sell Christmas trees, like live Christmas trees, like, how far out do they have to plant the trees and what part of the fields do they have to put them in for they can have them to sell?
You know, we cut down a tree. Like, we do this every year. We go out and get one, and, like, mm-hmm. I cut it down with the saw. Now I'm going to be thinking about this when
no,
I'm out there.
No, because I was thinking, like, randomness, that is me, people, so bear with me. But I was thinking about the other day because I'm riding through Jersey, and I saw, like, the row of trees, and they were, like, little trees, baby trees. And I'm thinking, how long is it going to take for those trees to be ready for Christmas? And then I started Googling, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. 10 to 12 years, so that means that the people that have the Christmas tree businesses – they have to plant trees like years in advance in order to be. You got to have a lot of land to plant those types of.
Don't John Ritchie type fact. Well, yeah. it's a John Ritchie type fact.
It is a Ritchie type fact.
It's less Daley Douglas, more John Ritchie.
It's deep thinking. It's what
no,
it is.
It was like I'm riding, right? And I just thought, like, random thought just popped in my head. I was like, saw the trees, and I'm like, how long does it take to grow these trees?
I think it's a fair thought. Another fair thought to have, Hugh Douglas, is can the Eagles win this game on Sunday with all the injuries? Injury report came out from yesterday. Ready for this one, everybody? A.J. Brown, hamstring, did not practice. Lane Johnson, concussion, did not practice. Devontae Smith, concussion, did not practice. And how about Milton Williams, who's a good player, groin, limited practice. The injury report is piling up here, Hugh, as we get ready for a road game in Tampa.
It's like a mash unit.
It is. And we have no idea the concussion, guys, but that's out of everyone's control. That's a protocol thing. We'll see if they clear it. We did hear Adam Schefter earlier this week say usually when guys go in the protocol, it's very rare they come out the same week. So I'm just anticipating as we sit here at 10 o'clock on a Friday, they're not going to have Lane. They're not going to have Devontae. I think they're probably going to be cautious with AJ considering the bye is after this week. You get him back fully healthy for the Cleveland game in a couple weeks. So it begs the question, do we expect the Eagles to win this football game even though they're going to be down, you know, potentially three of their, five best players in this game? Hugh, Friday morning, little gut check Friday. Do you expect the Eagles to win without all these guys?
You know, Joe, I was thinking about this a lot, and Jalen has grown as a quarterback. He really, really has, and he's done some good things this year. But I think the combination of having your best players out and going against someone who has your number for the most part over the last couple of years, that's a tough one, man. That's a tough task. I look at this game, man. I think it's going to be real tough for the Eagles to win. I don't think it happens. I don't think it happens this week.
So, like, what are we just going to just chalk it up? Schedule loss here, Hugh Douglas?
I mean, I don't want to use that word schedule loss. I don't want to be a Doc Rivers up
here.
You
might as
well
just do it.
No, I'm just saying. I don't want to be a Doc Rivers, but, man, it's a
lot. It was a schedule loss. That's how
I felt. Because if I'm Ty Bowles and I'm watching the film, the two things that I'm not going to let happen is I'm not going to let Saquon Barkley run all over me. That's one. I'm going to load the box. Hopefully, Vita Vea, if he plays, that helps you out with that.
He was back at practice for Tampa yesterday.
That helps you out with that. And I'm confusing Jalen as much as I possibly can. They've been one of those teams, and he's been one of those coaches that's done a pretty good job of making it tough on Jalen in the passing game.
He has.
And you talk about the receivers that we have. Who is it? Paris.
Campbell.
Paris Campbell. Jahan Dotson, who is unproven to this point, who has a pedigree, but I think it's just going to be tough to try to work them into the game plan and get them going. So, yeah, I think we're going to the bye 2-2.
Yeah, you know what? And I hear you, Hugh, and these injuries are significant. Anytime Lane misses a game, it's significant.
Yeah, I forgot about Lane. Not even talking about your best tackle. Yeah, one of your best tackles.
I mean, one of the best players in the league. I mean, just flat out. And the Eagles' record without Lane Johnson is bad over the years. The Eagles are still favored in the game. The Eagles are still favored. And a couple things stand out to me. Nobody
believes in Baker Mayfield.
Well, that's part of it. Number one, they did win last week without all these guys in the field at the end. When the game ended last week and they went on the drive to win the game, They didn't have A.J. Brown. He didn't suit up. They didn't have Devontae Smith. He was out with a concussion. They didn't have Lane Johnson. And you know why they won the football game? Because Jalen Hurts made plays in the big moment. You know, I know yesterday, every single person that called this show almost, so five out of every six people said, Joe, Jalen Hurts is getting better. Jalen Hurts is getting better. All right, well, then go win the game. Go win this game on Sunday.
Yeah.
If you're getting better, and this would prove to me Jalen Hurts is getting better. If he can win this game on Sunday without his top two wide receivers potentially, without Lane Johnson, and against a guy, and you're right, Hugh, Todd Bowles has had his number for years now, that would really show me something. Yeah, I'm not ready to make an excuse on a Friday. The Bucs aren't that good. They lost at home last week to the Denver Broncos.
The Denver Broncos, I get that.
Bo Nix went there and beat them last week.
They beat the Commodores in week one. The best win on the schedule right now for them is the Detroit Lions.
That was a nice win, but they were outgained by like 200 yards that game. I think that was more Detroit screwing things up. I do expect the Eagles to win. They're favored in the game. Go win the game. If the Eagles are as good as many people have tried to portray they can be, then they can win this game even if they're short-handed.
I was thinking that, but I think that there's something to going against somebody who is basically your kryptonite at this point in your career. He's your kryptonite. That's Coach Bowles and the way that he's been able to attack Jalen. I want to believe, and I do believe, that Jalen has gotten better as a quarterback. But it's something about going against – it's like little brother fighting big brother. And little brother been taking these ass whoopings for a while. Now you know you didn't got your weight up. You've been working out. You know, you've been on the treadmill. You got your stamina up. And you're fighting big brother again. And in the back of your mind, you know you're in a better position to fight him. But he's still big brother. He still has that thing over you. It kind of feels like that a little bit. I don't think it's going to be an easy fought battle. I don't think Tampa's just going to boat race us. I don't think that. But I think given the circumstances of the weather conditions or in the field, that is just going to be a little bit tougher.
Well, it would be a tough game. And there's a reason this feels like a toss-up game. It's a 1.5-point spread. I mean, you look at some of the numbers. It looks like a very close, kind of tight game at the end, like last week, and the Eagles pulled that out. 215-592-9494. We don't have a final injury report yet, but we do have yesterday, and that's no A.J. Brown, no Devontae Smith, no Lane Johnson. Do you expect an Eagles win, even with all the injuries on Sunday? Hugh doesn't. I mean, and even invoking Doc Rivers here on a football Friday, I do expect a win. They're favored in the game. They won last week against what might be a better team than Tampa without a lot of those guys. And you know what? That defense last week, they played really well. They showed us last week they have an ability to step up. Do it again, Jalen Carter. Do it again. Like, the Eagles are going to probably be, you know, shorthanded this week, but it's not like they have no talent. They have a $250 million quarterback. They have a running back that I'm sure everyone's going to say, run him 50 times and go win the game. You have a star running back. You have a star defensive tackle. You have Jalen Hurts. And you're dead right about the Todd Bowles thing. It has been kryptonite for Jalen Hurts. But you know what he has now? He has Kellen Moore on his side now. He didn't have Kellen Moore in the past.
It's true. But I'll tell you another thing that bothers me a little bit. And I just heard that this morning. The Young Bucks are chirping a little bit. I'm really not a fan of that. Especially when you really...
Young Bucks as in our Young Bucks, not
yes,
the Buccaneers.
Young Bucks.
Not
the Buccaneers. The Young Bucks. Yeah, the young Thundercats for us. They've been chirping a little bit, especially Jalen Carter talking about, you know, giving out game plans and stuff and talking. Like, I feel personally that certain things shouldn't be said. You should leave it for the imagination. And, you know, when you start talking about another team's quarterback and what they're not doing after you've only had one good game in the NFL, it's a whole lot of talking, young fella. Like, you're still, like, as good as you are and as much as you've shown us, you still in that, hey, can you do it again mode.
Of course.
I'm like that with you, because if I'm being honest with you, you showed me one week that you was a man. You was a grown man. You got to be a grown man every week.
You got to do it again.
You know what I mean?
215-592-9494. Your phone call is coming up on the game here. Do you expect the Eagles to win, even with all the injuries? Kyle, where do you come down as the Eagles are a slight favorite? The injuries, though, are obviously significant.
So I kind of went back and forth on this in my head. I can't do the whole scheduled loss thing against the freaking Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Who said scheduled loss?
You.
Well, I mean, you're heavily implying it.
I mean, it's the most plant-based thing you've done this week. I mean,
see,
it really is.
What's happening is this.
We all know what this is.
You're you're implying that I'm saying
you,
that.
No,
you're implying that it's a schedule loss.
Wait a minute. Y'all putting words in my mouth.
No,
I didn't say that.
No, we're not.
No, we're saying you implied it. Didn't
no,
say
but I'm
it,
saying I didn't
it.
Say that. But that's not what I'm saying. I'm giving
no,
you the circumstances.
Hold on. That's exactly what you're saying.
No, I'm giving you the circumstances.
Okay, well, here's why you're delusional. The Bucs are not that good.
They're not.
Baker Mayfield, I think we overrated over the first 2 weeks. The Bucs are dealing with some injuries, too.
Yeah,
like,
I get that.
I get Todd Bowles has been kryptonite for Jalen Hurts and the Eagles, but like the times that we faced them, let's see, it was 2021 when Jalen wasn't really a developed quarterback. Last year, when we had zero idea what the hell we were doing against the blitz. Jalen's been good against the blitz this year, so I'm not overly worried about the whole, you know, Todd Bowles likes the blitz, Jalen Hurts thing. I think this is a game where the defense takes over. I think Saquon should probably, I'm going to be one of those guys that says it, give Saquon the ball as many times as it takes to win the football game. Kellen Moore is going to dial up plays that get Saquon and Dallas Goedert in space, right? So we're not just running through a stack box, which we know they're going to do because we don't have any wide receivers out there. The Eagles are favorites. We're going to go win this game. No scheduled loss nonsense.
Yeah, the scheduled loss stuff is ridiculous from Hugh. This is so plant-based. You know, this is a Jalen Hurts believer litmus test today. That's what I'm going to say. This is an even game. It is a 1.5-point spread. Jalen Hurts is a $250 million quarterback. It's Hurts versus Baker. If you don't believe, if you don't expect the Eagles to win, what you're telling me deep down, you don't really think Hurts got better. Because if he got better, he wins this football game.
I absolutely think Jalen Hurts got
better.
Then
he gets over his kryptonite.
But I feel like, going into this, and I gave you the reasons why I felt this way. It's because, you know, like I said, I thought I gave a really good analogy with the big brother, little brother thing.
Yeah, he did.
You know, because in the back of your mind, psychologically, you got to get past that.
You do, and this is the Sunday to do it.
Right when schedules come out, you look at schedules, and then you compare them. And when I saw this home against Phoenix and then Milwaukee, and then I look, you know, what you do immediately, you look to see what Milwaukee's doing. And you're assuming that they're playing a back-to-back. And when you find out they had but 3 days off, you're like, this is a scheduled loss.
Yeah, Doc Douglas over here. Welcome back.
See, I didn't say that.
Yeah, but you implied it.
I resent the implications. Every day, it's
Hugh Rivers it's, over here. Unbelievable.
I like Doc Douglas.
Every day is something with you guys. I sit here and I try to be as thoughtful as possible about my takes and trying to be, you know, fair as possible. And I just gave you the way that I felt. And then all of a sudden, I just become Doc Rivers.
You
that
did.
Ain't cool.
You know,
that's not cool.
You're Doc Douglas and you're talking about injuries and the schedule.
Well, it is.
And it's a football Friday and we're going to Tampa and we're going to get a victory on Sunday. That's all.
I mean, it's not outside of the realm of possibility. I just don't think it's going to happen. I really don't.
Mm-hmm. How about this guy over here? 215-592-9494.
I like how it gets personal.
No, it's not personal.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
And we know what's going to happen, right? If this goes bad on Sunday.
I'm not going to hit you what I told you.
No, yeah, you did it the day after the Atlanta game.
I did not strut.
You were peacocking, dude.
You peacocked right down the hallway on Tuesday.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe. Okay, fine.
Wait,
okay, I peacocked.
Didn't you post a video? Didn't you post a video the day after the Atlanta game saying I told.
That was this week. I wanted an apology.
Yeah.
This week, because this is the week where people thought I was crazy.
You're the king of I told you so, dude.
No, but y'all going to stop thinking I'm crazy because I put a lot of thought into this analysis that I give you on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
This is not willy-nilly here. This is not willy-nilly. I think about the things before I actually say them.
Yeah, you reminded me of me about 5 years ago. I used to think people would stop thinking I'm crazy. They always will. It doesn't matter if I'm right or not. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Do you expect an Eagles victory even in spite of all the injuries? And they're significant. Like, we're not. That's the part that we all agree on, right? If they're without AJ and Devontae and Lane, it's a lot. I mean, those are big injuries, but you have a $250 million quarterback that everyone told me yesterday is getting better, so go out there and you know, get over the kryptonite that's Todd Bowles. They have Saquon Barkley, who, according to Sirianni, when he talked to DeCam and Richie, he'll give him the ball 50 times if they have to.
50.
And they have a defense last week that played well against an offense that's probably better than the Bucs offense. Let's go to the phone lines here. You'll hear from Sirianni Hurts in just a couple minutes. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's up, pal? What are you thinking?
Hugh, I can confirm your research on the Christmas tree industry. I worked on a Christmas tree farm in Delaware when I was growing up, And, yeah, it takes about 10 to 12 to 13 years for them to get to sellable point. So it takes a lot. I've done everything from planting them to mowing in between them, to trimming them, to cutting them, selling them, the whole thing. The guy had like a 100-acre farm.
That's what I was about to ask you, Chris. How big is the farm, and how many, like, on average, how many trees do you plant like a year? Is it like 200? It got to be more than like 200 trees, right?
You plant thousands. They start out as seedlings about a foot long, and they're in a barrel full of water, and you sit behind a tractor on a planter, and you go along and physically put them in the ground that's been worked up, and then somebody else comes behind them and, like, tamps it down so that they stay like that. And then from there, it takes, the Douglas fir takes about the least amount of time, 8 to 10 years. But you have to keep trimming them every year to make them fuller. They can grow tall less time than that, but to get them to be full, you have to keep trimming them back every year. And
I don't give a shit.
I do. I care, Kyle.
It's Football Friday.
Ironically, I worked at a PVC plant later on that made plastic that made fake Christmas trees.
Yeah, we can't have that. I feel like I've learned so much today. I've learned that Doc Douglas over here is afraid of the Bucks, and I've learned about Christmas trees. All right, Jeff?
Afraid of the Bucks.
Jeff, you are. What are you thinking, Jeff, about this game?
I'm going to take the formula that we did last week, a heavy dose of D, meaning defense and Dallas.
How about that D, baby?
There you go. Yep. It's not a scheduled loss to me. There's no way you want to schedule a loss against the Bucks. No way.
And a Bucks team look, they're decent. They're not bad. They've been in the playoffs the last few years. We know what they are. They're about a 9, maybe a 10-win team, maybe 8. Like, they're not, but they're not great. This isn't going to Kansas City. This isn't going to Buffalo. It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
No, I'm not going to lay down for Todd Bowles. That's for sure.
No, and Baker Mayfield.
He's had our number.
Well,
and it will be time for Jalen. We all said it this week. He's improved. So let's go out and prove it this week.
Let's do it. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. Yesterday, 5 out of every 6 callers said, Joe, Jalen Hurts has improved. And then go down there to Tampa and win the game. So there are plenty of quarterbacks have to win with injuries around them. It's part of life in football. You're not going to have your best
group. There's a lot of injuries, though, man.
I understand that.
A lot of injuries. And I'm looking at it like this. Okay, say, for instance, I'm going off of the premise that Jalen Hurts, all of a sudden, has fixed his turnover problems. I don't think that's the case. I mean, I think that there's a possibility that we might see one this weekend.
No, I want 0.
No, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I want
but
a turnover-free game.
I'm just throwing the odds out there.
The odds are high
that might be the case, especially when you're talking about some young receivers that you haven't really had a rapport with. Now, I know that I think it was Paris Campbell and those guys talked about how they went to Texas and they worked with one another and they feel comfortable with Jalen. That's what you're supposed to say. I'm looking at it like, Saquon Barkley is your biggest asset going in this game, and Dallas Goedert for that matter. I'm taking away both of those. I'm taking away both of those options for you. I'm loading the box. And if you want to get Dallas Goedert involved, you're going to probably have to force him to football. So in turn, that means in order for it to open up a little bit, you're going to have to get one of those other guys involved.
Well, there's another option. I mean, I think your idea is probably what they're going to do, right? They're going to try to stack the box. They're not going to let Saquon beat them. They're going to cover Dallas Goedert with their best cover guy because the Eagles receivers, are not going to be what they normally have. There's another way around this.
What's that?
What did Jalen do in week 2?
Ran.
He used his legs. Run. I mean,
that's an option that I did not factor into my assessment.
I just feel like there's some excuses before the game for Jalen Hurts.
No, it's not an excuse. It's you're asking me how do I feel. It's going to go because I like to play these scenarios out in my head. And to your point, I didn't factor in Jalen running a whole lot because I don't think that's going to be the case. I feel like this is going to be one of those games where he's going to try to be more of a quarterback from the pocket. There's going to be some running involved, no question about that. But I just feel like the way that Tampa's going to play him, it's going to be tough sledding all the way around.
I'm sure it will.
Especially when you talk about putting 8 in the box.
You know what this is to me? This is the kind of game where if the Eagles are an 11, 12, 13-win team, they win the game. I mean, that's the bottom line. You win this game. You're favored in the game. If they don't win, is it the end of the world? Is it the end of the season? No.
No. See, that's how I'm looking
at it. But I also think it means they're more like a 9 or 10-win team if they don't win this game.
I don't think that. I think with the injuries, I look at it like this. To me, it's better to have the injuries early than to have the injuries late. Because that way you stand a better chance of staying healthier as the season progresses. Now, you're going to see a lot of these teams that are healthy early they're going to get injuries late in the season that they might not be able to bounce back from. So that's kind of how I'm looking at it. And this loss against Tampa, even though it's a divisional loss, I don't feel like it's going to be that bad if that's the case because of the rest of the way on the schedule for the Eagles. So I'm okay with that. I mean, I'm not going into this game thinking that, you know, hey, or the coaches thinking that, hey, we're going to lose this game. You're still going to try to win the game.
Well, we'll try to win, but you're worried about this one.
But I think – no, I just think the way that Ty Bowles is going to play, Coach Bowles is going to play him, they're going to be super aggressive.
Sure they will. And the Eagles have to respond. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni about the challenge of facing the Bucs and Jalen so far against the Blitz.
As you get ready to face the Bucs again, their defense, do you think your offense is in a better position?
We've worked really hard at this, obviously, for the past year. And we've done a good job so far, but you're only as good as your next game. So excited about the challenge. You know, I know Jalen's really, really played well against the Blitz these last couple games, and he's worked his butt off on it. And just excited about the challenge. But we know there's going to be challenges against Todd Bowles' coach defense. So, you know, again, we've done a nice job so far, but you're only as good as your next game.
Well, that's for sure. And now Jalen's got to master this. Look, he's 71% against the Blitz so far. And I, you know what I need from Jalen? I need a revenge game from Jalen.
Be nice.
He was embarrassed the last time they went to Tampa Bay. That was to take only scored 9 points and to take a safety in a playoff game.
I was about
game
to say, guy took a safety.
It's embarrassing. I mean, it's for a guy that of his stature in the NFL, it was an embarrassing game by him. I know they had injuries that night, and all that stuff was going on, and the coordinator issues, and all of it. I need him to play well. Is it too much to ask for zero turnovers? I'm not expecting 300 yards on Sunday. I recognize he's got Johnny Wilson probably starting at wide receiver. But I'm just don't turn the ball over. Have a clean game, and they can win this football game. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy game day, man.
What's up,
Happy
Chris?
Happy game day.
You, Douglas?
Yes, sir.
Christmas trees and Doc. Man, it was a gummy night last night, wasn't it?
No, it was not a gummy
night.
It's
a plant-based morning is what it is.
Disappointing. Guys, I have a serious question before we get into this.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we playing on Sunday? Are we going to play at home?
No, they're going to play in Tampa.
No, that's the plan to be in Tampa.
It sounds like this storm, and obviously, you know, we hope for the best for everyone.
Are we going to play in, like, scuba suits?
I don't know. I think it's supposed to move out by Sunday, but I'm not sure how it affects everything over the next day or so as they try to get down there and, you know, get themselves settled. But I think it's going to be, you know, closer to okay on Sunday.
Okay. All right. Well, that's, you know, I mean, we can play here at home. We get a perfectly good stadium here. Just saying. I'm pretty sure people would show up. So
people are going to be working at the stadium.
You know,
enough people would be. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, yeah. All right, listen, guys. Man, it's Redemption Sunday at 1 o'clock. All right, let's light this fuse. Defense, you want respect? Earn it. Show up and dominate every week. Anyone can flash. Great players play great all the time. You don't need to wear a cape. You need to be a leader. You need to play smart. Turn around and hand the ball off to the man with the cape. His name is Quantella. Let the great God run wild. Let him strand that Tampa defense like a fat man at the buffet. Eagles, it's time to show who we are. Don't let the opposition define you. Every man has a choice when facing adversity to lay out and lose and make excuses or stand up and fight and put one foot in front of the other and complete the mission at hand. We're going to dominate. Let's go, you. I want to guarantee you. We are
there we go. That's one of Chris's best.
That was
a big one.
No matter what, whenever you play that music, man, it gets me.
He
going.
Timed it well with the music.
No,
too.
Yeah, that might have been the best he's ever
that
done. That was the voice stayed just enough. He was losing it by the end, but it was there enough.
You heard his voice crack once.
Yeah,
or twice.
It's okay. It happens. It happens. But I needed that. I mean, I need because I can't believe that we got Doc Douglas in the studio today with the schedule loss stuff. They look, It's a toss-up game. I'm not sitting here saying they're going to win the game by three touchdowns. I recognize the injuries. I just can't I can't think they're going to lose this game against a team that's not very good or not great. They're a decent team. Baker Mayfield is required. Like, isn't this why you sign Jalen Hurts? Don't you sign a quarterback to go win a game when everything else is going bad? Then go win the game.
You do. And I think that eventually Jalen is going to have that moment where he's going to win this. And it might be this weekend. I don't know. But I'm feeling, when you ask me how I feel about this game,
I hear you.
I don't feel like that's the case. Jalen is still working some kinks out. And you're going against your nemesis. You're going against somebody who has, in the last couple of times we've met them outside of, in the postseason, he's had your number. He's had your number. That's what I'm thinking about. And you're talking about a team that's coming off a loss to a team that everybody's like, wow, y'all lost to Denver? Y'all lost to the Broncos?
Lost at home to Denver.
He lost to Denver. That's a lot of pressure, man. That is a lot of pressure. And like I said, I think the weather is going to play a factor in this, too.
So it is going to be – I just pulled it up here because, obviously, our last caller was worried about the weather, which everyone, you know, knows what's going on with the hurricane down there. There are some thunderstorms in the morning Sunday, followed by a few showers after. But it seems like more just kind of normal South Florida, Tampa area Sunday, not so bad.
You know what this reminds me of?
What's that?
Was it week three, week four last year?
Mm-hmm.
When Tampa didn't have our number. Actually, probably the most dominant win that the Eagles had last season. I know Jalen didn't play great.
They ran the ball down their
throats. There was some bad weather, and they had like an 8-minute drive at the end of the game with DeAndre freaking Swift.
They broke their will
to ice the Bucs. I mean, the Bucs don't own us, per se. We've beaten them before. Now, they beat us at the end of the season when we were really bad. But, like, this is... I don't understand the fear of the Bucs today.
I'm not afraid of the Bucs. I'm not afraid of the Bucs.
I do smell fear.
I just know if Jalen Hurts is getting better the way I've been told, then he figures it out. Go figure it out. I can't go into a game saying, well, he's probably going to turn it over.
You know what it is about you two guys. You just, like, it becomes more of a personal thing. When I'm giving you some pretty solid analysis right here.
I get it.
I'm still being called Doc Rivers.
Doc Douglas. And you referenced the spot, the timing.
Yes.
That's what Doc was doing. Doc wasn't saying he was afraid of the Bucs. He was saying the Bucs had a day off. We had a play the night before.
I don't like being compared to Doc Rivers in this sense. I just don't.
You're doing everything but using the two words.
I know.
I'm not. I'm just giving you the reasoning why it feels like it's going to be a tough game to win.
All right, Doc. Let's go to the phone lines here. Ken and Cinnamon. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, gentlemen. How
are you? Good morning, Ken. What's up?
I'd like to thank Kyle for taking the exact point that I gave him when he answered my phone.
And nobody ever thought about that game before, besides you.
The best regular season game they played last year was against Tampa Bay because they physically brutalized that team. And they're going to physically brutalize that team again this week. I mean, the middle of that offensive line. If you think Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis had a good game last Sunday, watch and see what they do to the middle of that Bucs offensive line. Which, you know, I'm 60 years old. I could put some pads on, and I could probably generate some pressure through the middle of that offensive line. And it's been a long time since I've had pads on. So they're bad. And you know, it's the every game is won in the trenches, and that's where this game's going to be won. It's going to be won in the trenches. They are going to physically push this team around just like they physically pushed this team around last year.
Ken, I agree. And the Broncos did it to them last week. And the Broncos don't have half the talent the Eagles have up front on defense. Like, if they can do it to them last week, and I think they sacked Baker 6 times last week, the Eagles should be able to do it too. This isn't a game the Eagles should have to score 30 to win without AJ and Devontae. If they can just score in the 20s, they should win this football game.
This is one of those, I mean, you can probably say this every week, but this is one of those probably more than any other week. If Jalen doesn't turn the football over, they're going to win this game. And because, like you said, they're not going to have to score 30 points. And Baker Mayfield has come back down to earth a little bit. And the Bucs are equally banged up as the Eagles. So, you know, this is two teams that are limping into this game with a lot of injuries already. So it's going to be whose backups are better than whose. And the Eagles' backups are better than the Bucs' backups.
Ken, I agree. And you know, I think the spread, and we appreciate the call, Ken. The line on the game does tell a story here. Because without A.J., Devontae, and and Lane, you would think the Eagles would be underdogs in this game. They're not. They're still favored by a point and a half, and it's because the Bucs are banged up, too. Let's hear from Jalen Hurts. He's had a lot of familiarity playing Todd Bowles and the Bucs. Here's Jalen.
David, it seems like you play Tampa, like, every year. It's almost like they're in the NFC East, it seems. You know, you play them so often.
Yeah.
How much does that familiarity help you going forward here today?
Well, I think it's been different. It's been different every time we've played them. Different time of the year, different moment. You know, different offense, different approach, philosophy, if you will. And so I got a ton of respect for him, Coach Todd Bowles, and what he does. He creates a lot of great opportunities for his defense and his team. And they're a really good offense as well. So, you know, we got to come and execute, play clean football. Got to come and execute and play clean football.
Well, he said it. Ken said it. I said it. I'll reiterate it. If Jalen doesn't turn the football over, they win the game on Sunday.
Yeah.
Zero turnovers. We walk out with a win.
And if I'm a defensive coordinator, knowing what I've seen thus far from Jalen, I'm doing everything that I possibly can to make him turn the football over.
Of course.
Jalen still, at points in the game, still has a tendency to hold the ball a little bit too long. So I would probably go into this game, if I'm Coach Bowles, and give him a whole lot of window dressing. What I mean by that is show him certain coverages that I want him to think that I'm in, and then disguise it, and then at the absolute last minute, bail out of it. Because that's the one thing that when I think of Jalen, he hasn't really seen a whole lot of this year. I think that, you know, they've done a pretty good job early on with the motion and everything, mm-hmm. trying to help him out to see what the coverages they're in. But Todd Bowles is a really, really good defensive coordinator. And he does a really good job of doing that. So that's just how I would attack it. And another thing that I would do, like I said, I'm taking Saquon out of the equation the whole game. If the one thing that I'm going to do going into this game is I'm stopping the run. I'm not letting him run in the first half, and I'm for damn sure not letting him run in the second half.
I expect all the things you said, but when you pay a quarterback $250 million, he's got to figure it out. He has to figure out how to win this football game. And again, if the game becomes a shootout, if the Eagles' defense doesn't come to play, that's a different story. Then I think there's a kind of a reality of, hey, we got Johnny Wilson, we got Paris Campbell, we got Jahan Dotson. How much can we score in this game? But if the game is lower scoring in the low 20s or teens, Jalen's got to find a way to win. I mean, by hook or by crook, run the football.
Yeah,
use your legs.
I agree with that. I just think that there's going to be maybe a few miscues. With that being said, Jalen's been a little careless with the football, and I know he's probably going to try to do better this week. But I'm still, like, to be honest, if I'm being honest with you, I'm anticipating maybe one turnover.
It's got to be zero.
Yeah, it has
zero.
To be. It would be nice.
It would be
nice if we can go back to training camp.
Remember those days? Last,
yeah, remember them days we had
the streak,
the Elliott watch. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, those were fun. Yeah, it's a football Friday. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Gill, you guys with us at 12 o'clock. Scott Fransky on a Fransky Friday will join us. Final weekend of the regular season for the Phillies coming up. We'll see if they get the one or the two. They're one back of the Dodgers as we enter the weekend. Lot to do. Guess to take. Same game parlay. Also, I'm guessing, just a guess, pretty explosive 11 o'clock hour around here. There's the debate started this morning. We'll have them for you coming up in a little bit. We start, though. Yeah, you'll see what happens. The game on Sunday. A lot of injuries for the Eagles. We don't have the final injury report yet. We'll get that later today. But we do know no Devontae in practice yesterday, concussion protocol. No practice yesterday for Lane Johnson, concussion protocol. And A.J. Brown still here, out with the hamstring injury. But what about a little revenge from last year? Could they take this game personal? I want them to. Jordan Mailata. Here's what he said about that after the Eagles got beat down in the playoffs last year in Tampa.
What challenges does a Todd Bowles defense present?
I mean, you can think of every single blitz in the playbook, and the guy has it. You know, he has so many different presentations and coverages that he can bring it from, the blitz, and that's what makes him so special. He's got the personnel and the playbook.
And what are the emotions going back down there after the playoff game, going back down there for the first time since the playoff game?
Yeah, I mean, it's been hard this week to not make it personal, you know, because it's, they sent us home, but you got to think, you know, this is a new year. We have a new team. They have a new team. And we just have to execute that game plan that we have going down there this week. So, again, this year it's been about, you know, not making anything too personal, learning from the mistakes that we made last year, and going down there with our team and executing the game plan this week, which It's going to be fun.
So that's wonderful. I like that they're locked in and focused on just this week.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it is personal. I mean, you want to, they destroyed them to end the season last year.
They violated them. They made them look bad.
I want a revenge spot for the Eagles and for Jalen Hurts. 215-592-9494. Do you expect the Eagles to win this game, even with all the injuries? I do. Hugh does not and is worried about this football game. Let's talk to Big V and Matt Laura. What's up, Big V?
Big V.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Big man? V?
It's Football Friday, baby. That means Sunday. We're getting it on. We're going down there, and we're going to give them more trauma than Hurricane Helene. You plant-based bird, gummy bear, you scare people to buy a dog. We got the bird game. It's going to be stinkier than your poor virgin girlfriend. Yeah, they're not giving up anything, especially points. Jalen is not going to get an interception. Saquon Barkley, 10 to 125 yards.
That was a lot.
It was a lot. Big V brought it today. Wow. You okay, Big V?
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right.
How you guys doing?
We're good.
And now he's back.
Yeah, he's here. I'm expecting a win. I mean, I got Doc Douglas over here. He's a little worried about a scheduled loss.
You scared by a dog, okay? Get over it.
First of all, I'm not afraid. I think I'm being analytical in my take when it comes to this football game. That's all.
No, you being scared.
I'm not being scared. Hold
you
up, Big
scared.
V. I'm not being scared. I am not scared at all.
Hugh, if you're not scared, then do what you do every time. Guarantee us a win. Let's hear it, Hugh.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute.
Let's hear it, Hugh.
Come on, yeah, here we go, Big V.
Why you put me on the spot, man? Big V, I can't do it right now. I ain't feeling it right now, Big V. As the show progresses, I might feel differently. But right now, I don't see it. I just don't see it.
It's this guy's unbelievable, Big V.
What?
They're favored in the game.
I don't care.
I know you don't.
Were they favored in the Falcons game?
They were.
What you say? Wait a minute.
They were favored.
I just asked Joe a question and you missed it. Joe,
were they
favored in the Falcons game?
They were.
Okay. By how many points? About 2.5, about the same spread, right?
About that.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
And if the coach runs the football, they win the game.
You know Sirianni does a lot of things bad, but
yes.
One thing he does good is pick a good receiver, even the backup receiver.
I hear you, Big V, and I'm trying to get there. But there are too many intangibles that I loaded into my think tank, my think engine.
That are going
against an Eagles win.
It's
right
like
now.
A stew. He's just stirring it around.
Three
games in, and a majority of our weapons are in the top five spot. Come on, Jalen's throwing great. He's playing great.
Well, I don't know about that.
Hey, that defense and that bird
Six
gang
turnovers.
Is swarming on people and making them cry.
Big V, I hear you. And normally I would be with you. But there's a lot that I put into this stew before I make these assessments. The fact that...
Excuse me.
Y'all ain't letting me speak, man.
Okay,
y'all ain't letting me speak. Why? I'm just telling you how I feel. I don't like the fact that right now, Jalen Carter is walking around the locker room strutting like he a peacock right now. I don't like that.
Like you last week.
I was not doing that last week.
Oh, come on.
I don't like that. Oh, I don't like that. In a one game.
He's telling. Come on.
Joe doing this because it makes his, it strengthens his position.
Yeah.
I didn't do that. I did not do that at all. He's doing that because it strengthens his position. I did not do that. But I just, I feel some kind of way. I just think, like, I'm looking at Jordan Davis. He's been humble throughout this, talking about how Fletcher talked to him and everything, and how he's just taking it with a grain of salt and trying to get better every week. Jalen Carter out there chirping. Like, you know, he's a hell of a player. Dude, you had one game where you dominated. You got a whole season. You, like, just tone it down just a little bit, dog. Just a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
that game you got three sacks. You were strutting down that sideline.
I was not.
How about
not
after your interception, though? I strutted a little bit after that. We appreciate it, man.
Because I was surprised. I was like, wow, I caught that?
So were they. I think everyone was surprised.
Everybody was surprised.
Of course. All right, 2-1.